Welcome to 3 in 3. Three key facts in 3 minutes or less on the topics you care about most. George Washington, our first president. Key fact number one. George Washington's reluctancy to the presidency and his walk away from power. Unlike many kings, emperors, or leaders of the past, George Washington was both reluctant to become America's first president, and despite his immense popularity, opted to limit his tenure as president to 2 terms, voluntarily walking away from power. This set the stage for policy for future presidents, though it would not become official law until the ratification of the 22nd Amendment in 1951. In a 1789 letter to Henry Knox, Washington expressed trepidation and humility, stating, "I can assure you that my movements to the chair of government will be accompanied with feelings not unlike those of a culprit who is going to the place of his execution. So unwilling am I, in the evening of a life nearly consumed in public cares, to quit a peaceful abode for an ocean of difficulties. Without that competency of political skill, abilities, and inclination which is necessary to manage the helm." Key fact number two. George Washington despised slavery. Although George Washington inherited slaves at an early age and maintained ownership of the slaves throughout his lifetime, his views toward the institution of slavery changed dramatically over the years. Following the American Revolution, Washington ceased the buying or selling of slaves, convinced his wife to give up her slaves, and upon his death, freed 123 slaves per his will. Furthermore, the slaves that were too elderly or unable to care for themselves were actually to be cared for by Washington's estate in perpetuity. Even more, Washington's most trusted confidant during the Revolutionary War was an enslaved man named Billy Lee, and many believe this played a large influence. Key fact number three, Washington's farewell address. Each year to this day, George Washington's 1796 farewell address is read aloud in the United States Senate as a reminder of Washington's vision for America. In his letter to friends and citizens, Washington warned of the threats that regionalism, factionalism, and foreign intervention would continually pose to our constitutional republic, which was necessary for you, the people, to preserve, regardless of who was in the White House. The basis of our political systems is the right of the people to make and to alter their constitutions of government. But the Constitution, which at any time exists, until changed by an explicit and authentic act of the whole people, is sacredly obligatory upon all. To date, the United States Constitution stands as the oldest active constitution in the world. This has been 3 in 3. I'm Steven Crowder. If you want to learn more, you can peruse the references for this specific show at 3keyfacts.com or tune in to the hour-long daily show Louder with Crowder weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern on Rumble, YouTube, or right here anywhere you get your podcasts.